Media releases from the Democratic Alliance that landed in my email inbox this morning. One calls on the Minister of Transport, Fikile Mbalula, to provide the reasons behind the latest regulations that airlines are not allowed to serve food and drinks on board domestic flights. We're asking for a clear, evidence-based reason why this decision has been taken by government and whether the industry had been consulted and warned before these regulations were gazetted. The banning of food and drinks, except bottled water, has potentially adverse economic consequences on airlines, as this is a loss of a revenue stream. Only a potential loss of revenue for airlines which charge for onboard catering, which not all do. Anyway, Lyndon Burns, owner and managing director of Plain Talking. Lyndon, good afternoon.
Hi, John. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to all the listeners.
I presume the reason is because if people are eating and drinking, they have their masks off, and they, some of them, are eking out their cup of coffee or their beer so that they can keep their mask off.
So it's quite an interesting one. So if we go back to last April, there was a lot of work being done behind the scenes together with Professor Salim Karim and his team to advise the National Coronavirus Command Council on what would be safe protocols and processes for flying, for domestic air travel and international air travel. And we looked at a whole bunch of different aspects, including cabin air quality and the cleanliness and the type of filters used, the sort of biosecurity measures you'd need for hygiene and sanitizing. And one of the things we also looked at was serving beverages and prepackaged snacks. And there was no objection to that at all, as long as it was done within the rules that have been recommended by the United Nations International Civil Aviation Organization, which South Africa is represented on, and their chief health advisor is a South African medical expert. So South Africa is doubly represented on that, both as the chair and as a delegate. And the ICAO rules say it's up to the airlines to decide whether or not to prohibit serving beverages, or they may serve pre-packed, wrapped, light snacks and bottled beverages. So you can't serve a hot, open cup of coffee, but you can serve a bottle of still water, for example. And that's what they've been doing. Some airlines have been doing it on a complimentary basis, and some airlines have been charging for it. And then all of a sudden, you know, with our move back to level one on Sunday night, well, on Monday morning, everybody was just presented with a fait accompli new gazette that said serving of beverages and snacks on board is now prohibited without any explanation and, okay, and without any consultation.
And did you go, this is crazy, or did you go, bleh, meh, who cares? What was your response as somebody who's
Well, my initial reaction was, why? And, you know, okay, it's a small fight in a smaller issue amongst a bigger issue, which is, you know, how do we recover tourism and transport and air travel? This is one element of it. But, you know, there are businesses out there that are, you know, people who supply catering and supply stuff like this to airlines that are now suddenly having to lay off people.
Yeah, there is that aspect of it, of course, because the only domestic flight I've taken recently was in December. I flew Air Link to Johannesburg and then internationally to Botswana. And, yeah, I mean, the food was decent, but I did notice people around me sort of keeping their Sunbird food boxes open for a long time so they could keep their mask off. And I did go, I looked at that and went, not so sure about this.
And for sure. And if people are abusing it, well, you know, then that's one issue. I mean, how long does it take you to eat a sandwich? It shouldn't take you 2 hours, And the feeling, the sense was, look, there are enough things, physical things in an aeroplane that would prevent the spread of the virus, you know, if you were coughing or sneezing, far more than there are if you're sitting where I am right now, you know, in a coffee shop outdoors in Cliff Street. You are checked before you get on the plane. You've got to sanitize at umpteen points as well through the check-in process at the airport. You've got seats around you, which the seat backs provide a barrier as well. The flights are not exactly flying chock-a-block full. And you've got
my Airlink flight. Three out of my four Airlink flights were completely full. But
okay, and at the time we were then still in level one. But I have a lot of sympathy for people who are worried. And I think the issue should be, if you're worried, then don't accept the offer of the beverage. Keep your mask on. But you know, and it's up to people to be responsible, I think, as well. You know, if you are going to have the snack and you are going to have the drink, get on with it and then put your mask back on. But don't try and abuse the system. And I guess this is a challenge we have, you know, not just in air travel, but everywhere, you know, we're in every single facet of our lives at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's just sent WhatsApp to say, about time, no one will die of starvation if they don't eat for 2 hours. I was amazed flying KZN over December during the peak of the second wave, and we were all very conscious about the risks, but then BA served us food, so off came all the mask. And that was my initial response. Yay. Because if I'm offered something, as I said on the radio earlier this week with Lyndon, if I'm offered something for free, I take it. So, I don't have to say no to potentially bad food. You know, but I hadn't actually thought about the catering companies who make a living out of packing the onboard catering for the companies that either serve it free or serve it and charge for it.
Yes. Yeah. And that's, I know, for example, you mentioned Airlink. I know that, for example, their catering company had to have said already on Monday afternoon, we're going to have to shut down.
Shut down?
Yeah. They were saying they're going to have to lay off people and shut down.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, there are consequences. It would have been good if there had been some consultation, but, you know, it is what it is. It hasn't happened. And this isn't the first time, and we're not the only industry that gets affected by the lack of consultation when these, you know, the rules are being made and made up. But we kind of, you know, learn to live with it to a degree. And yeah, okay, maybe you can survive without something to eat. But I think a lot of people shouldn't underestimate that. For a lot of people, traveling at the moment is quite stressful. The very least you want to be able to do is offer them a bottle of still water.
Which is all you can offer them. More than that, you can't offer them. Lyndon, thanks very much for chatting to us this afternoon from your coffee shop on Kloof Street. Owner and Managing Director of Plain Talking.